the cover of Cracker Jacks. Then the Cracker Joe Cracker Jacks, man.
Now you know why you like kids.
You tell people that, and they're like, what? I'm like, that's right, man. I don't know. How you guys doing out there? What are you doing? What's going on up there in Canada besides communism?
Besides that, we're locked down worse than before the beginning. Like, everything is roped off. Like, even if you could reach over the rope and grab it, cannot buy it. It is the worst lockdown we've been in since this crap has started.
Well, there is a spike in the United States here. I was just looking at the numbers, and I know we're getting really busy. So, and there's, you know, we expected it, though, and there's kind of a rhythm to this thing. So I guess you guys are going through a very similar thing, but you're more bold and brazen to lock everything down. We're trying to reopen everything here, you know, so, but you know what? Reopen to what? Like New York City, those offices are gone. They're not going to reopen. You know, they're trying to shake it up and use that space for something else. But, you know, what's going to happen ultimately? I mean, and then, I don't know, even up there in Toronto, I mean, the rents are so expensive. I mean, you guys aren't really near. How far away are you from Toronto, really?
About
20 hour
drive.
Oh, so you're really far.
If I drive 20 by car, we got to go all the way around the lakes. We can't go through them. That's what the problem is. We're right in the center of Canada. You have to come through Thunder Bay to go out west, to go out east, to go down south to southern Ontario.
So if I went south from you, like directly as a crow flies, what state am I going to hit in the United States? Minnesota, right?
Minnesota is about 35 minutes away from the border. We're about 6 hours north of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
That's cool. I've never even thought about going up there, like in that area. I have a photographic dream of taking, there's a train that goes from Montreal to Vancouver, you know, and not anymore. It was like a long time ago. I know it's kind of defunct, right? Like, or there's parts of it that still can go, but man, what wildlife you see up there, Canada. I was just talking to a guy that like used to go hunting up there and all that. And it's just so vast and huge, and you got so everything is so big, and I don't know. It's real wilderness, you know. It's like the Rocky Mountains. You have that aspect, you know. Everything else is a joke, like you know where I am in New York, upstate New York, or like the Adirondacks. You know, people are like, oh, it's a big country. I'm like, no, it's not. It's like a little. It's a park. You know, it is. It's the Adirondack Park. I mean. You know.
The big joke is there was a baby skunk last summer that every time Dell would leave, like one time I was sitting in the backyard, Dell, she was sleeping. I go, no, I wasn't. I was playing on my phone, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting there and I just made this really cool, looks like it's floating glass little fire pit to put on the table, right? So I'm enjoying that, playing on my phone. All of a sudden I'm sitting there and I feel this lick, lick, lick on my fourth left toe. And I'm going, oh, isn't that nice? Emmy.
That's cute that Dell did that.
No, just right. I'm going, Emmy just licked me, meaning our dog. And I went, wait, Emmy's inside. What the heck is licking me? I looked down, freaking skunk, baby skunk.
Oh, man, that's
cute. And
then
he got me in the front yard again about 2 weeks later. Della just gone in after we were out for a fresh air break. So we get skunks, we get deer. Am I missing anything, Del?
No, we get lots of the wildlife in that. Like you were saying there, like up here in where we are in Northern Ontario, is like as soon as you leave the city here of Thunder Bay, it's you start driving down Canada's National Highway, the Trans-Canada Highway, and all you see is trees. Whereas like in the States, when I go down to the States, or used to go down to the States all the time for concerts and stuff like that, as soon as you get down to the States, all your roads and highways, it's like billboards going down the whole thing. Like you're always seeing houses and everything like that. And like there's lots of stuff to see, but up here you get some parts of it and all you see is trees for hours.
That's why people can see Sasquatches like so easily up there, because there's nothing,
obviously Del's only been
there's
on
nothing the else to look at. Well, that was an ass watch. What Del did before, man. He put his booty.
I mean, you hit West Texas.
He put his booty up there. This delicious Dell booty. That's what I thought.
I know.
Thought I
you know what?
Like
you should get him some shorts that say that. He could advertise his show. Put him in some shorts. The
delicious Dell's shorts.
Maybe like a pair of Apple shorts or something.
We can't see you. I'm going to give a shout out to people in the chat room over on YouTube. Remind them to follow over
there too. Oh, yeah, hello.
A UFO Paranormal Radio channel we're on. We've got a regular supporters of a lot of our shows on UPRN, Shop Designs, and Zach Mann. So welcome, everybody.
Hey, Zach, what's up, man? They, I'm not seeing any comments. Oh, there they are.
Got the whiskey and cigars. So what kind of whiskey and cigars? Wait. Let's say you're the president and you fall down like 20 times. What kind of whiskey and cigars do you want to like lift your spirits from falling down on your face?
I went to Thomason.
I think if you fell down and if you're at that point that you're falling down, you can serve that president anything, probably even dishwater.
Oh, our president, yeah. Oh, obviously, because he's an idiot. No, I love Joe. Sorry. I can't call him an idiot. He's my namesake, man. I got to be nice to this guy. I bet they could give him fish water
and tell him it was some nice freaking like white wine or something, and he'd be like,
Well, you know, he thought his dog was a poodle, man.
Kids. Kids.
His son smokes Parmesan cheese and crack, I assume. That's what he said.
I want to go back to how you think a German Shepherd's a poodle. I'm still confused by that. How do you confuse him? He said he had a standard poodle.
Smoking Parmesan cheese. If you smoke Parmesan cheese and crack, that is so like Italy ghetto.
Ghetto Italy, man. A little olive oil sprinkled on for some extra smoke.
Like Rome kind of ghetto.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just kidding. Don't go home trying to put Parmesan on your crack.
only mozzarella cheese.
Yeah, don't do that. But anyway, let me grab into a couple of these topics.
What happens? What happens when you start smoking your crack through cannolis, man?
Yeah, okay, wait. Come on. Let me get into some of these. Now, first off, where is this damn thing? There it is. I'm not sure I can forget. We can do screen sharing here. First off, I want to address the new communist state of Canada. So I'm a little confused. I really thought, you know, we were discussing this with some other Canadian friends the other day, and they were under the misguided sense that they thought they had more rights than we did. And sometimes I think that some, but I only know this because of y'all and Michelle and Amelia. Yeah. Because really and truly, as a dumb American, we were always kind of taught that Canadians had free run, could do whatever the hell you want, dance naked in the streets, you know, whatever the hell, it didn't matter.
Yeah,
you know,
that was the place to go get a Cuban cigar.
I mean, that's why all of our crazy people come to see y'all, because you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
Obviously, we find out that is not true in today's world. But
was very disappointing.
And we're gonna get to our state in a minute, but yeah, you ready to ask you, Dad, I mean, how do y'all really feel about this? Because I know I was talking with the ladies the other night, and they're not real happy about it either.
Canadian flag is red. A red leaf.
We had freedom with there is that back in 1988, they passed the law, federal law, is that girls were able to walk around topless without being.
Thank God.
That's the freedom that you have.
We don't. But no, we're not happy about it. I'm not happy about it at all because I'm the one that does all the shopping. And it's worse than it's ever been. Shadow Designs is in Ontario. She just added that she believes 300,000 small businesses have closed for good across Canada. And by the time this is done, it'll be way worse. One thing I do want to add is there's a hot mic incident. First of all, it was put together in a video recently I was looking at. I think I sent it to you, Michael and Dell. But anyways, at the end of it, it's got our wonderful Doug Ford, infamous almost twin brother of Rob Ford, who made the rounds as the mayor of Toronto doing crack and cocaine and whatever else. He's dead now. Anyways, he's on a microphone going, I have what leader of any country, so now he's the leader of Canada, I guess, wouldn't follow the directions of their health professionals. And then on the hot mic from a press conference, he didn't realize it was a hot mic. Two of our doctors after a press conference, one of the women's going, I don't know why I bring these papers. I don't even read them. And the other guy goes, well, sometimes I refer to the numbers. She goes, are you kidding? She goes, I just read whatever's on them. Whatever they put on there, I say it. And meanwhile, they flash back to Doug Ford saying he would be hung if he didn't follow his medical professionals. So there you go. Who's running the show?
Is he hung, really?
I don't want to ever know. never.
He wouldn't necessarily be hung if he did that.
With that belly, he better be about 3 feet long, I'll tell you. I'm sorry, but I'm serious.
Well, there's no laws anymore, is there? The laws are whatever they say it is. And, you know, I mean, really, obviously, there's no justice. There's no balanced justice, not in Canada, not in the U.S., not anywhere. You know, it's just people serving, right? Nothing's ever changed. So, whatever.
This is the one thing that I noticed watching on this latest interview. I think it was down there in Arizona or New Mexico or whatever. It was one of your governors. I guess they were signing this law, or they were voting on this law for or against about children able to chemically castrate themselves. And this guy was all for it. And it was on Tucker Carlson. He was talking to him. And so Tucker kept asking him, going, have you been approached by the Walton family? And the Walton family is the family that owns Walmart. Says, have you been given some sort of assurance or something like that? No, I haven't had any outside influence on this. And then you find out later the next day is that he's been offered a job after he leaves Congress or Senate or whatever he's in there, governor, as an executive position at Walmart. So you got to look at this and go, are a lot of these people that are in politics that are up in upper government only there to self-serve themselves, to give themselves good jobs? So they get in there, they pass whatever goofy law there is, like this Biden stuff there now with this gun registry or ghost guns and whatever, talking about this, so that they have this big, huge bank account when they leave office. They don't care what they do there because it doesn't affect them, because they're going to have millions and millions of dollars. And if you look at a lot of stuff, all these people that are in government and stuff like that, as soon as they leave government, they have multi-million dollar jobs and multi-million dollar bank accounts.
I'll tell you about guns, man. There's new technology, and we know what the typical, what people know, and what also laws, what laws describe as, you know, guns and ammo, you know, what guns do. There's new guns, like these plastic disc guns that are unbelievably lethal and worse than a bullet, because they just slice you open, all your veins and arteries and everything. You know, you do, I mean, like, so, and they're illegal because they're not classified and they're not made of the same type of materials that these people look at. So I don't know. I think that's just going to force people in different directions, you know. And, you know, there's already millions of guns out there. You're not going to be able to take those off the streets.
Well, go ahead, Michael. Sorry.
There's illegal guns. They're not concerned about those. They never, ever hear them talk about illegal guns. They're always talking about legal guns. You ever notice that? When it comes to gun control, it's legal guns they're talking about, not illegal guns. You know, the worst crimes are in New York City, Chicago, L.A. You got the biggest street crimes with the illegal guns killing, but they're killing black people. They're not killing anybody else. If that was some wealthy neighborhood, if that was Bel Air or something, you'd see how fast SWAT teams would lay down. You know, if that was the North Shore of Long Island, you know, and then boom, you have that kind of stuff going on. So just definitely just misrepresentation in politics across the board, but then they act like there isn't. They act like there isn't.
I was just going to add, Michael, you asked Zach, you asked about the drinks and the cigars that you suggested earlier. I want to tell you that, and he's got a question.
He said,
I would drink, I'm going to probably screw this up, Lagavulin 16-year single malt scotch and smoke an Opus X.
Ooh, Lagavulin, man. I got some Lagavulin. I got Lagavulin 16 right now. I don't have any cigars, though.
And Deli already answered the question in the chat. He wanted to know what a ghost gun was. So Del put the answer in there.
You know what Lagavulin is? Lagavulin is your grandmother's attic at her beach house that's been locked up for 5 years, and it's 95 degrees out. It's like that salty, briny, heavy, dank. It's good stuff, man. If you like scotch, it's good stuff.
I like scotch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it's especially like, I don't know, especially if you're by the shore or something like that. But it's just, if you, it's that heavy, heavy, heavy duty scotch. But yeah, it's good.
Zach man's feeling
it's like drinking a dirty root beer from a rubber boot while you're fishing on the coast.
That's so Canada.
I've never heard that one before. I said maybe Zach is feeling kind of salty right now, and I don't blame him because I'm feeling real salty tonight about this whole thing.
Joe lost his mic again.
Oh, yeah, Joe, we can't hear
you. Hold on, let's fix the damn thing. I want to know about crimes committed by ghost guns. I mean, we're going to go through all this trouble to have to get people to register their ghost guns. I've never even heard of a ghost gun committing any big crimes anywhere. I really haven't heard him. I mean, I never even heard the police talk about him before. So I'm confused on why all of a sudden we have to have regulations for them.
Well, this
you
is
mean those power packs from Ghostbusters?
This was the thing they were talking about. Is that this is just a pre-step to other regulation that they want to put through? And like you said before, these are executive orders and stuff like this that he's writing, but they're being sent to be written up to cover whatever it is, and then sent to the House and the Senate and stuff like that. If this stuff ever goes to fruition, we don't know. But this is, you just see the pattern or the direction that. That the Biden administration is going towards, and it isn't towards what half the country really wants.
You know, I'll tell you about guns, man. I'm a gun person, but I don't go shooting all the time. And number one, it's very expensive. And if you go out there with your AR-15, that's 5.56. I mean, you know, you shoot a few hundred rounds of that, you're gonna spend a couple hundred bucks, maybe, you know, more. Yeah, yeah. You know, so it really is something that. Even for self-defense, I mean, yeah, it's got its place. You know what makes me nervous? When the people who walk around with things like that in public because they can, but it's intimidating in a way where you're automatically you feel like they're a little tilted to even do that in the first place. Because like I don't put pictures of my guns online. I don't brag about stuff. I don't get into that. But I know people that, like, really are into it, but I don't know. It scares people, is what it is. It scares a lot of people out there, and they feel like they can go off. And not only that, once you put a gun in public, somebody can run up and take that gun away. I saw a picture of a guy who had four handguns that my friend posted, but he's sitting there with his big, big bald head right there. You just knock him on the head and take the guns, you know? But same for police officers, same for soldiers. One time I was at British Airways in the city at JFK, and then, you know, it was right after 9/11. Here are these two soldiers walking around with machine guns in the airport, right? And you say to yourself, you know, then they broke up. One guy went to the men's bathroom. You know what? He's going to go to the men's bathroom. The other guy's alone. You know, a couple people could overpower them very easily, maybe even one person. And then, bang, you have a machine gun at the airport. That's my problem with these things to begin with, you know.
My problem with him, quickly, I was just going to add, is when Joe Biden started speaking that the Constitution is not irrefutable, basically, that it's we can change it if we want.
Yeah.
I mean, he did say that, right, Del? I didn't use the right words, but we were watching that. We both yelled, no, it's not, and we're not even from the U.S.
Okay. But it's the advantage of the country for people to own guns. They're already talking about getting a civil defense back together again, you know. And like, look at countries like Norway. You're born into a gun. The government trains you. They give you the gun. You own it for life. You pass it down to your family. You know, it's part of their culture, but it's part of their national self defense. You know, so when they go after guns, it's just the Democrats reach into the pockets of people that hate guns, and then they get all scared, and they go, here's more money for these gun laws. And every little inch they take, they're going to keep it, and they're going to keep going.
Thank you here, Michael, with that. And we had this mass shooting out in Nova Scotia. What was that, last November? Not this November, doll. Wasn't it last winter?
Yep.
And all of a sudden, all this legislation appeared. Nobody knew about it. It just popped up out of nowhere that people with legal guns, there was, I think, 1,500 different types of guns that people legally have that have to be turned now into the government within 2 years, or basically you'll be charged with a felony. And you have them legally.
So if the government wants to disarm people, it's not for the betterment of the country and the safety of the country. It's actually because they want to disarm you because they don't want you fighting back against them. That's the truth of it.
Yeah. But let's talk about our Second Amendment for a minute, Mike. So, you know, it's really weird how people don't really understand what the Second Amendment is about. But first off, what is a militia? It's generally an army of something or a fighting organization. It's non-professional soldiers, citizens of the country and stuff. That's what a militia is. It's not the National Guard. National Guard is a professional fighting organization.
Right.
The reason I bring that up is, let's see if we can switch this real quick. I'm sending invites.
A well-regulated militia, which is how it's read, and that's the truth of it. It also, you know, talks about basically protecting yourself, even against the government. You know, I mean, there has been leaders. Look at Thomas Jefferson, who didn't trust the government. And, you know, he said that if the government, if these politicians aren't afraid of you, they're not going to represent you properly. Like, they have to understand that there's something to lose.
See, that's what Mike was just talking about. That's the Second Amendment. The United States Constitution reads, a well-regulated militia may be necessary for the security of the free state.
That's
it's
right.
Run by the people and for the people. This is not the National Guard. This is what everybody screws up at when it comes to the Second Amendment. Not only are we supposed to be able to have military weapons, we're supposed to have automated rifles. We're even supposed to have access to heavy armored materials. See, you're supposed to have a militia that can control in case we're invaded or our government just loses its mind for either case. But for some reason, that was turned into the National Guard, and that became a professional organization. That's still not a militia. National Guard is far beyond militia these days. So, you know, when people start fighting the Second Amendment, they're fighting the wrong laws. Really, it does say you can't infringe on the people's right to bear arms. And you can't. You can't say they can. You can try to make all kind of regulations, but you still can't say they can't bear arms. So it's going to be hard for them.
You know, a lot of these, what they're calling military guns, aren't even military guns.
No, they're not military guns. AR-15s not. Let's be honest about this. Soldiers, if anybody's been in combat situations or been in any real branch of the service, and you've shot real military rifles, come back and compare an M16 to an AR-15. I mean, it's like a pop gun. Or even one of the M90s. I mean, it's like a pop gun.
They use them in combat, and the AR-15's been around for a long time. You know,
yeah, but they don't really have any knockdown power.
But you got two of them. You got the AR-10, which is rounded; it's chambered in .308, and that'll definitely leave you with an impression. But the ammo also is very heavy. If you have, you know, you're carrying a 30 rounds, per magazine, a couple, three, four, five of those, and the weapon, that's heavy. AR-15 is light as can be. The ammo is light. It travels at three times the speed of sound. And it's something that is unbelievably deadly. That's why people like it. Like the AK-47. Remember how vilified the AK was? And because people used it to commit these horrible crimes. But even if you take it out of the equation, take the AR out, take semi-automatics out, you're still going to have, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy, supposedly by himself, with an Italian action bolt-action rifle, right? I mean, got 5-6 shots off, whatever the hell it was, in a second and a half. So he knew how to shoot. He knew what to do. He knew what – you know, he's not going to stop people from doing the act if they're nuts. You know, they're going to find some other way. They're going to get into a truck and drive over people like these terrorists have, right? You know, and, you know, dead is dead. Doesn't matter how.
More people die from cars anyway every year than guns.
But there's a lot of sickos out there, man. You know what it is? It's the mental condition. I was just watching a video with Frank Zappa, and he said the one thing that scares me, he's like his mental health. He's like the mental health of the United States. This is back a long time ago. And he said the future of the United States is in danger because of the mental health. He's like these politicians, their mental health. He's like the people that run the machine. He is right, and that's where we are.
I think another big problem that they have there going on is that they're using this term assault weapon, and that's a very generic term to call anything. Like anything can become an assault weapon, like your kitchen knife in your kitchen, your car that you drive on the road, that's an assault weapon.
Even your ass, putting it on the screen as we start up.
Yes, that was an assault weapon. Assaulted, I have to say.
Joe and I are scarred, and we're still talking about it.
I'm sorry I missed that.
I am scarred for life.
Well, you see it all the time.
I see it all the time.
You live with that ass.
I never see that.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to hear this conversation. This is a conversation I just don't need to hear. Let's see. Wait. Who's stepping down? Oh, wait. The White House border czar is stepping down. Now, why is it her? Ooh, she is scary looking.
She is scary.
You know, sometimes you got to wonder about some of these things you see. Like, I love whoever put that meme up.
Oh, yo, I have to share a horrible story with you guys. And I don't know if it's going to out me as a horrible person, but I don't care because life is short. I was watching TV one night, right? And I was pretty far out there. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And there was the pandemic's going on. And here's the head of the health department in Pennsylvania. And, you know, like there was a woman and they're on TV talking. And I'm looking at, I'm like, Jesus God. I'm like, this has got to be the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm thinking like, I'm like, my mind goes into this whole different direction. I'm like, couldn't they just find somebody else to put in there, like, and not this person? I had no idea that it was a transvestite, you know. It was.
How could you not? How could you not?
I don't know, because it was 4 o'clock in the morning and I was messed up. Okay, I already, you know, I had a little champagne and some cocktails. Woo! I was watching TV. I was like, oh, my God.
Goggles.
Isn't that a horrible story? I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, but Biden's appointing that. Didn't he appoint him to something or other? I don't know.
Yeah.
And Biden's appointing everybody to somebody. He's just really basically – see, this is what I understand about liberals. It does tell me that they're not the brightest group in the out there, because the reason Trump got elected was because of a lot of Obama's bad appointments and bad decisions. And Biden just seems to think, okay, we'll just do them again. I'm like, Biden, what are you smoking up there? You know what? But pot is legal. And they got high grade stuff out there in D.C. So I don't know. Maybe he's got a good stash. Like, maybe hey, your mama turned you
on. I haven't stopped laughing since New York made weed illegal. I mean, Cuomo's doing everything he can. He's even sending people an apology letter before he even does anything. You know what I mean? Like I apologize.
No, so I
apologize ahead of time.
Minority report
I used to say that. I used to walk into clubs in the cities like, you know, I apologize ahead of time for stuff that's going to happen tonight.
Minority report apology. That's what it is.
So what kind of cigar and whiskey can we have for an apology if you're the governor of New York State, man? Big, powerful governor.
Zach will let you know. Actually, he was adding, he thinks a 12-gauge shotgun with buckshot is way more powerful than an AR-15, he said.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, AR-15 is like a high powered.
Good luck trying to shoot someone a mile away with a shotgun.
Yeah, but if you hit them with AR-22, they just come bounce off them. They're like pop guns.
Are you crazy,
dude? I've shot many AR-15s. They're high powered 22.
I've got one.
And God help you if you got soft lead.
I've got one 2.5 feet away. There's one sitting 2.5 feet away from me. You know what I mean?
I would sell that to somebody. Go get a real gun.
I'm waiting for the price. I'm waiting for them to ban them and my price to go up to like thousands of dollars. I mean, I'm going to cash in. And then I'm going to get a couple of 40 millimeter Glocks, man. How's that? Glocks are beautiful. You know what I really like? I really like bolt action rifles because they're the most powerful weapons in the world. And, you know, I love a 375 H&H mag. That's kind of what I'm looking at now. And just for target shooting. But, you know, the bullets are a buck a piece, man. You know, it really is an expensive hobby.
That's because you live in hell. It's not a buck a piece down here.
Hell's pretty cold.
The thing of it is, you know, it was funny because all my friends have been telling me, all my friends up north and even out west are telling me they can't get ammo. I'm driving down the highway. They la, la, la. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 gun stores. Yes, we have ammo. We have lots of ammo. Come on.
I thought you guys couldn't even have a large capacity magazine down there.
Who?
Zach Mann's in Arizona. He said he had quite a bit put away. I think he said he got 500 rounds put away.
We're allowed to actually have fully automated weapons.
500 rounds is nothing. Sorry, Zach. Sorry to pop your bubble, buddy, but we're talking thousands of rounds. Every time Obama did something stupid, I bought another 1,000 rounds. You know,
have something put away. Don't give him a hard time. I think that's pretty nice.
That's cute.
It's always good to have. It depends too. What kind of gun we talking about here?
At
too.
Least you guys can have guns. We look, can't.
True.
You give me my Ruger 30-yard 6-bolt action, and then 500 rounds is plenty. You know,
haul around 500 rounds of that? You see the zombie apocalypse show?
I'm not going to haul that around. You know, my zombie on the leash is going to haul.
You know how
around.
Fast
the hell you talking
ammo
about?
Runs out?
Well, you're taking a page out of The Walking Dead.
Oh, look at The Walking Dead.
Strap it to the thing and take it.
No.
We're going bye-bye.
Walking Dead, the guy with the crossbow. You try hauling. I have a crossbow. You try to haul that thing around in the zombie apocalypse. He would have been eaten on the first show.
Jimmy said, what does that have to do with Biden announces gun control executive? Actually, Jimmy, we just talked about that. We're getting ready to flip to another article. We were talking about some other stuff.
Okay.
Well, I thought he was going to appoint Beto, right? Wasn't that his whole thing?
No, Beto's doing something else. I forgot. Well, I have to go look, see it. I imagine he said it, but he's up to something.
Beto's doing high fashion. That's what he's doing.
He's doing something.
You want to know your recommendation for Cuomo. He says that Michael Zachman says, I would have some Hennessy cognac and a Dark Shark cigar. Shadow decides I want to add this because she's right. We can't even have a water gun that looks real. That's true.
Cuomo wouldn't drink Hennessy. He would drink that Macallan or something, like a 25-year Macallan. He would be in that $6,000-$7,000 a bottle range.
You asked him a suggestion. He gave
But he has to think top shelf, man. He can't think like poor people like us. He's got to think like rich people like Cuomo. This guy's rich, man. He's drinking down the good stuff.
Zach,
you know?
You resign from being our
Cuomo tonight. That's not true here, Michael. You know what he's probably doing? He's probably got the expensive bottle and it's filled with the cheap stuff there to make it look like he's a poser.
Please don't tell me he doesn't know how to slum with the rest of them.
I guarantee that he has Cuban teenagers in his basement rolling cigars for him right now as we speak, man. We're talking about Cuomo here. This dude is like, he's like a mob guy, kind of, but he's not, kind of. And then here he is, like, breaking all these laws, but here he is getting pissed at people for breaking laws. I don't know when to like him and when not to like him.
Do as they say, not what I do.
I don't believe kissing a woman's hand is an overt move, sexual move against them. I mean, especially a dude from that era, because that's the way guys were, man. You know, you comment, you say someone's pretty. Now, God forbid, say that shit to somebody. Get blown away.
Next time you're in Arizona, Michael, your cigar is on Zach, he says.
Ooh, and I'll bring the whiskey.
He'll bring the whiskey. There you go, Zach.
You know what tell Zach, you know what I really want to try? Is that there's like Balcones, man. You know, that Texas, that black whiskey. Ooh, I got to try that.
Well, Zach's listening. He's in the YouTube chat. So that's why I'm reading the comments. So
I'm actually going to Austin to hang out with these whiskey guys, man. They do a show called The Whiskey Vault. So I'm going to go and chill out with them for a couple, and then learn about the whole thing.
Well, whatever you do, don't express your political views while you're in Austin.
I'll be too busy tasting whiskey and having
I'm just telling you, they're a little weird down there in Austin. They're hardcore liberals down there.
Austin, she got all mad at me and unfriended me because I was a Trump person, even though I really wasn't. Then she friended me again because she felt bad not talking to me. I'm like, you're so emotional.
That's liberals.
Liberals function in emotion, whereas conservatives don't. Conservatives function in reality, you know, of point A to point B. But
they've been talking about a lot there with Austin, Texas, is that a lot of people from California have left there and gone to Austin. That's their
Austin's been a liberal city since it was founded. Texas and part of Houston is Texas's liberal cities. That's where the liberals go hang out. Thank God they only concentrate in those areas. But that's where they want to be. And Austin is a really cool city. It's a really pretty city.
In the desert. Texas could go blue. You don't think Texas could go blue?
Not anytime soon.
It seems like it.
No, what you're going to have to worry about is Florida might go blue and New York might go red. It's going to be a little weird. It doesn't really matter because they got about the same vote, so it doesn't really matter if they flip.
The only reason why Grandpa Munster is still in there is because of Trump put him in there, you know, and that's it. You know, otherwise Cruz would have been skidding right down the road. So, I mean, the Democrats will be able to outspend them. They know what they're doing. They just bide their time. They're waiting. They're nagging like a wife or something. They take your time, nag, destroy your confidence, and kind of make you just to a utility.
Not everyone nags.
Just saying. Just saying. I'm not generalizing, am I?
I know. You know what it is? I hate nagging. So.
I actually got certain people in mind when I say these things. You know?
I know you do.
I wish we had some kind of mental vision, just like I put those flashes up. But yeah, you gotta be free. Be free.
They talk about freedom there. Just in what they've done in Montreal in Canada is they've gone back to an 8 p.m. curfew. You can't be out past 8 p.m.
Martial law.
Like COVID knows what time it is. This is how things are getting so crazy in Canada.
Montreal's changed, though. It's so young now. I like the vibe. I always like Montreal. It's an awesome place, man. You know, and Toronto's just, I can't believe how expensive it's gotten. I have friends up there that just tell me what the rents are and whatever. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and they say it's because of all the illegal immigrants that came in and that it kind of tilted the scale. They're getting free places and these other guys have to pay through the nose.
Our city here, our two official languages in Canada are French and English. We got a flyer in the mail the other day, mailbox, that had French, English, and Farsi, because our whole city is completely there. Our population is, I would say, probably anywhere you go, you will be very, and I'm not racist in any way. It's just that there's no Caucasian people working. And then what's happening, which we found out, is that these are all immigrants that are coming here, but the people that are employing them, so they're taking all the jobs, they only are paying these people they're employing, but I've heard between 30% and 50%. The rest, us taxpayers pay for. The rest of the wages.
They just appropriated, Cuomo did, a couple of billion bucks, man, to pay for lawyers for ex-cons and illegal aliens in New York that are being either kicked out, put in jail, or evicted out of the country, you know, deported. So,
well, crazy. Actually, Shadow Designs had to go, but she brought up a good point when she was talking to me today. We have a real situation going on with this church in Alberta that has been taken over by the RCMP and the police, and it's got a whole bunch of different levels of fencing up. And she mentioned, and I thought about this, and she might be right, because we're getting quite a few of your people coming through the border through Texas and everywhere else. She said, watch them use that church to house these people that are coming up here and process. And meanwhile, the people that are there can't go to the church. They can't. The pastor isn't allowed to get into the building. It's crazy.
And they're all Chinese. Ha, ha, ha.
No, here they come.
They come. Yeah, but maybe they're getting ready for that. I don't know. I don't trust Canada, though. I don't trust Trudeau and the people who back him. I mean, because, you know, it's not him. He's just an idiot puppet. But there's people who back him that are very powerful, like George Soros and whatever. And they know that.
Dead. Who cares about Soros? He's dead.
They know that that's a push.
I'm more interested in these guards frying chicken in front of this guy.
Well, Prince Philip died today. At least they announced it.
Yes, he did.
God knows how long he's been dead. But
99 years old. He kicked the bucket. Adios, amigos.
No adrenochrome. That's what the problem was.
Didn't he just kill people with his car recently? Like, he pulled into the road and, like, he like just pulled into the highway and, like, killed a bunch of people, right?
No, I don't think that was him. I don't think that old bastard's driven him forever.
No, that was him. It was him a couple of years ago. He like pulled right in front of these people. Yeah, he pulled right in front of these people and killed them. He just like bolted out of his driveway.
You know, it's an interesting thing going on here, and this is just a theory that's out here, and this is just something. But since this whole thing with this COVID-19 stuff there that's gone on here, and then this whole rush for the vaccine. And like China had a vaccine out a year ago that they were actually using in China and giving out to other countries as well. That came out before the new vaccines came out. But since the new vaccines came out and they started injecting into people, we've had this increase in variants that have come out there. So you got to ask the question, and this is just part of a theory, is that by having this vaccine, that you've actually created these people that have been vaccinated to become super spreaders of a new variant.
Well, you see, right now you have, like, here in the States, the UK variant, which is the dominant one. It's way more infective, infectious than the others. But also, you have the Brazilian variant, and then you have the South African variant, and they're both really clobbering the vaccine. And then they're saying, you know, even Fauci said the vaccine may be 85% effective against the UK variant, and they don't really know, way less effective against the others. And on top of that, there's going to be booster shots. They haven't decided what, when, where, how, and whatever. Because right now, if you get the shot, you get 90-day immunity, you know. But what happens after? That's only 3 months. What happens after 3 months?
Michael, there's a lot of people that have had the shot, and a week or two later are coming down with a strain of this. So I don't.
They closed down two sites for the Johnson & Johnsons today.
Colorado.
Yeah, because people were becoming sickened. And then, you know what's funny? The doctors immediately jumped out and said, no, but it has nothing to do with the vaccine. You know, well, I mean, all right, take the vaccine. Take the vaccine out of the equation. Then how do these people get sick? You know, obviously it had to do with the vaccine, and they don't know what yet. But why jump to it and just deny it? So it's very transparent and scary. the way they're trying to push things. And I work in this industry, basically. And, you know, I mean, for the most part, the people that got the vaccines, nothing happens to them. They have only a few side effects, but we're not seeing the long term. We're only seeing it now in the couple of months that people have been getting
it. I sent you a video, Michael. You should take a look at it because there's some pretty scary stuff happening.
Oh, yeah, there is. I mean, the thing's mutating and mutating and mutating. And, you know, it could also mutate where it's inert. There's that too.
I'm not talking about the disease. I'm talking about the shot.
What's even scarier, believe it or not, because I'm getting these certificates and all these things right now, is the micro, like the micro bugs, the bacteria that's becoming super bugs, and all these things that are 99.9% effective in killing them has just made them stronger. So now they're saying they're at a tipping point, and then that's going to be the next big pandemic.
Yeah, but supposedly. No, you know, Michael, superbugs have always been around. Like when you're in a hospital.
Oh, sure.
Like MRSA and
MRSA staff, yeah.
There's TB made a comeback, even while polio, all these things are all coming back. And it's been an issue since even when I went into nursing 35 years ago, it's always been an issue. And part of this, they theorize, is when you did have a coronavirus, meaning a cold, because that's what a cold is that, you know, doctors used to hand out antibiotics like candy, right?
Yep. And, oh, yeah. Still. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, still. No regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So...
not here in the States anyway, you know, and some places there's no regulation for pain meds. I mean, you know, in a place like Ithaca, they actually have organizations that will hand out Xanax to you. If you go in there and you tell them that you have anxiety and they'll just give a prescription, you have it filled, the government will pay for it. And these guys are taking them and selling them for $8 a piece on the street and snapping their drugs and it doesn't get addressed. So
look at the state of Florida. That was like what that was. That's where everybody went there to go get their pain meds.
I mean,
documentaries on that. Actually, it's a really good one called Screwball, and it was all about Kensenko and Jose Kensenko and that. And it was actually a really good documentary. Anybody out there wants to go and check it out? And it all talks about how these doctors people are just shopping around for doctors, and people are picking up whatever the Dilaudid or Supadol, all those types of drugs like that, like. Thousand pills a day, then going up and selling them out elsewhere.
Well, look at remember Rush Limbaugh, right? I mean, you know, he was supposedly taking over 100 Oxycontin a day, and you know you can't, you'd be dead. There's no taking.
Not necessarily because
100 a day.
Michael, believe me, I'll talk to you. I'll share something with you off the air, not on the air, but I can tell you right now what happens when you start taking these. Your body develops a tolerance. And
oh, yeah, but 100 a day?
More.
Yeah,
100
a day is possible. Yeah. Have you been taking them for a couple of years?
I have seen people with certain disease processes when they've got very, very bad pain that are taking 750 milligrams of codeine Contin like four times a day. That would be enough to kill an elephant. And they're walking, they're driving, they're because they built up a tolerance. Like, no, if you took that right away, like Joe Blow off the street, absolutely, you drop dead. But you can build up a tolerance too. It's not hard.
I'm not buying it. 100 a day? I'd have to see that. I'd have to see that data.
What is that, 4 an hour? That ain't horrible.
That's not hard at all.
4 an hour?
Yeah. 100 a day, 4 an hour, 24 hours.
If you're eating them 24 hours a day like M&M's.
I'm just saying, man. It's 100 a day, man. You know, I had friends that would pop six at a time. So, you know,
I looked after people on pain pumps that would be equivalent to that and much, much more. You would not believe it. That
if you're dying of cancer, you might be able to do 100 a day. But if you're just an ordinary person, it's going to kill your ass for sure.
Yeah. No,
it's about Rush Limbaugh. I don't even know how the guy was functioning. How do you do a 4 hour show and be popping on? All those Oxycontin.
Man, most of the people I know who do like 4 or 5 of those, or they get hyped up, man. They get pumped up. It's like speed or coke to them, man. It has the same effect. And people, we're not advocating drugs. Don't do drugs. It's bad for
I'm
you.
Happy
just
with
say
espresso.
No.
I'm happy. I have some espresso.
No, Mike, you're not allowed to have espresso anymore. You're banned from espresso. Yes, you're up. He's banned.
Who's that? Do not who's that on the air that was with espresso. Us? Who was that on the air with us? She was like, like coffee has more caffeine than espresso. She likes. She always makes these crazy statements, and I don't even say anything because like no point anymore.
Because you're crazy.
Who was that? I can't really remember.
I have no idea.
But I mean, yeah, espresso's got a hell of a if you're ounce for ounce, espresso's got a lot of freaking a lot of caffeine, and it's good. It's good, good, good.
It's bad, man. It's bad, bad for you, man. Bad.
Love espresso, and I took two espressos and I put them in a cup of coffee, and I drank it down before I went on the air. So that I used to drink this stuff called Jolt Cola. You ever hear of Jolt Cola?
I ain't drinking nothing called Jolt Cola, man.
It was it's all the sugar and twice the caffeine. It was Jolt Cola.
They actually had to go and pull that off the shelves there at one time there because it was too much caffeine and sugar and whatever that was in that stuff.
Well, yeah, because if you drink a couple of bottles of that in a day and then have some like a pot of coffee, you're blasting off. And you don't need a spaceship to get to Mars, man. You're there.
You're wired for sound.
Oh yeah.
I used to work with this one guy there. He used to, you know, those little 5-hour energy drive or those little shots there. He'd slam like five of those like in a minute, eh?
And we used to eat no dos.
For an hour.
Remember no dos back in the day? My friend and I would go up to the truck stops, and the truck stops would have all these things you could take like to stay awake, you know, like boom. Yeah. And it was all caffeine based, I guess.
We still have that stuff here. You can buy it right on the shelf.
Yeah. And Spanish fly. Got to pick up some of that.
No dose.
Coffee is a caffeine bomb. Have you had Cuban coffee? I've never had it. So
Cuban? I've had coffee from everywhere. You know what? The best I've ever had is from Cambodia. And you drink the grinds and everything because it goes down to a fine powder. The richest, the best, and you couldn't even buy it here in the States because it's so expensive.
All right, back on topic. You can get coffee anywhere.
We're talking about coffee, man.
Yeah, that's not a topic. You don't have to coffee topic.
Okay, so
what happened? The Folgers dark.
Did you get the
Folgers don't host it?
Well, Biden with the border stuff. Then that guy was down there in Texas filming all that stuff, Joe. Because I asked you if we didn't have anything else. I knew we would have stuff to talk about, but I knew we'd be talking about Biden because they didn't give $86 million to ICE and what they're doing with this money.
Well, we actually going to talk about the board, but not, I want to talk about it.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, No, that's okay. The thing of it is we've got a president now who wants to end the filibuster, change the Supreme Court and the federal courts. He wants to add 6 members to the Supreme Court. So that would give them, that would give them a 9-6 advantage in the court. I'm not even sure how that would even be legal. I guess they think, oh, well, we can vote on it in the Senate in 51 votes. I don't see why any party should be allowed to change that rule without a majority, like 3/4 vote. No, this seems like
there's a problem. See, the Republicans have become ineffective, right? And then, but inside the Democratic Party, you have this war going on between these different factions. I mean, how many factions are there? 4 or 5? I mean, there are so many, and they're just not getting along on anything. And it's bitter. It's only a few months, man, into his administration. It's bitter. It's bitter. And then as that time goes on, ooh, it's going to get worse. Going to get worse. Wait till the next election cycle. When you really see it, when you see Republicans getting replacing Democrats all over, and then that'll balance the power out again, right?
See, this is the thing that was actually talked about when about what the George Soros, the OSF, the Open Society Foundation does, is that they come in, they put people into different positions of government to go and change around the structure of government, and you should see like you are seeing what this. President Biden is doing. He's trying to rewrite your constitution, rewrite your court system, rewrite laws that stand there. He's got this whole mentality that as long as he doesn't see it, it doesn't exist. You got the border problems, you got gun control. Hey, this is what it is. I don't care what that says. I'm going to write this new, and I'm going to put the people into position that will pass this stuff through.
But they didn't realize
nut bar.
They didn't realize one thing though, is that people are greedy bastards. And no matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, you're always going to have people. Yeah, you'll have the Democrats that are lofty, very liberal. They want to free everything free and whatever. Those aren't the realistic ones. They're the establishment ones are the realistic ones about stuffing money in their pockets. You know, anti-Maxine there, you know, and she was chanting to get rid of Trump and get into people's faces. She was voted the most corrupt politician 4 years in a row by a non-biased group, because she bailed out her husband's bank during that whole time. And, you know, she just fed tons of money into her own family, stuffed her own pockets. All these people, they're dirty, and you got to follow the money, right? But now, you know, the AOCs, she's all Miss Idealistic. She's tasting money, too. She's starting to live the good life right now also. But she still wants to free the babies, even though she still, to this day, has not represented anyone in her district in Queens or the Bronx. No one. And then those people need representation because there's a lot of poverty going on there, you know, and COVID-19.
How weird.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know where she is? She's in the city.
Look at all these people that are in government. Like I said, all those people that are in government, they're in there to go and sign deals and push things through to set up for their next job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like people at the FDA, they know that they can skate right into the Cattlemen's Association after their job and have their big cut.
Yeah.
Oh. Michael has been probed. The alien stopped off, snatched him up. We have witnessed an alien abduction live on the air. Oh my God. Alien
came for him. He was saying too much about her. That's what happened.
That's Stephanie Benetti came down and get him.
Ooh.
I'm hoping she ain't acting as the Grim Reaper there, Michael. You better watch out, baby. Anyway, it was.
You guys gonna do, well, I should ask, what are you guys going to do about Biden? Because it's so no better here.
Well, I know if he tries to change the Supreme Court, it's going to probably start a damn revolution.
President Kamala.
There he is.
President Kamala. Actually, I noticed Biden's been pushing Kamala out more and more. He might be trying to get rid of her.
Good.
I think he might have decided he don't like her.
Did you see the thing that he put this whole speech together that, hey, well, the border issue is going to be Kamala's stuff there, and everybody thought that she was going to go and address the issues at the border, but actually what she was sent down there to do is to be a PR person.
The truth of the story is she said no. She said she's not going to do it. It's not her job. I've never seen a vice president ever tell a president no before, but she actually said no. It's not her job because she knew it's a disaster. That's why the other woman's stepping down. That's no easy fix down there. They effed up bad, and I don't know how they're going to fix that. And they can't just keep letting people in the country because now they're pointing to COVID coming through the bottom of the border.
I see that an example of trafficking. And again, I'm not a fan of Alex Jones. This was something that was sent to me. But I really think he did catch something on camera and caught it and stopped the guy, called the police over there, cramming all these little kids into the back of this vehicle. This guy had nothing to do with anything where they were supposed to be going. And I thought, how many more people, kids, has this happened to? They don't speak the language. They don't know where
they're. Well, that's the point. And that's why we have to quit, you know, and the Democrats for some reason don't want to think about these kids being dropped off and dropped over the fences and who's picking them up. These kids are probably being sold on the other side and said, hey, we're going to drop off this kid for you, go pick him up at the border. Yeah, they're probably being sold into slavery. And for some reason, the Democrats just refuse to even think about what's going on down there. They just think they're all going to be voters if they can get them in the country. And most of them don't vote anyway. They've proven that most illegals don't vote because they're scared they might get arrested.
Okay, I think that they're...
They got all these little kids coming over there, and just the topic and stuff that was going on a year ago about these huge pedophile rings of these elites and high up wealthy people and millionaires, billionaires that are in America. So you got all these free South American young children coming over that are disappearing at the border. Nobody wants the Democrats don't want to talk about what's going on with the border because then the light gets shine on them. Like they were even talking about that Pizzaki there, whatever her name is, that nut bar that she's going and says, yeah, well, there's already been money that's been allocated for the wall, and we have to keep on going with that to fix the holes that are in the wall. But then Brian said, we're not doing any. We're stopping all construction on the wall. The wall is stopped
construction. Yeah, but then the state said...
people are going through the holes.
Yeah, but then the state said Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, and I think actually Nevada told the president, yeah, we're going to finish these walls. We need the money to finish them.
Yeah. Exactly.
He said, we got to close the gaps. We got too many people coming through the gaps. So the president actually going to have to give him the money for that, unfortunately, for him.
Right.
And plus, the court said the other day that the way he did it, that and the Keystone Pipeline was probably illegal. So that's going to get challenged for a while.
No, but they're saying by this time next year, there's going to be at least 2 million people that have come over the border. They get $1,200 in cash per person. They get with a banking card. They're flying apparently to whatever state they want, their choice. I watched all this on camera, by the way. This is not...
Yeah, but I was listening to the Texas governor today. He was talking about this. He said... a lot of what you're seeing is not actually what's going on. He said the majority of people aren't getting into the country because Texas don't want to process them, and neither does New Mexico.
They're going to that Catholic, whatever.
But they still have to be processed by the local government.
They followed them to the airport.
Yeah, he said probably one in every 10 that come to the border are getting in, which is still a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. It's still a lot of people, but compared to what's actually there.
Kids are the ones that are getting through. But what concerns me, I've watched the coyotes drop kids over, little ones over the wherever they're dropping them over. Those are the ones that are getting lost in the shuffle, and that's the scary part.
Yeah, some of them are getting picked up by the Border Patrol, and some of them, they don't get to them in time because there's actually people out there looking for them kids.
All that could be stopped
if they leave the Border Patrol do its job.
We all have love in our hearts. I like to think anyway, especially us right here, you know. And if someone knocked on your door and they were hungry, especially if they had kids, who could refuse that? Who could refuse helping somebody like that? Of course you would, you know.
And I take your heathen children out.
So the United States, these people are live in abject poverty and the crime and all the stuff that goes on. Instead of us using our resources to help their countries help themselves, you know, you have this exodus from those countries of people coming here. Mexico doesn't want it because a lot of these people aren't even Mexican. They're coming through, you know, from El Salvador.
People, your own American citizens and Canadian that are walking around the streets, families with all their belongings because of what's happened to their business and stuff. We got to look after our own first.
Well, that too, you know. But I think that there's a place where we can help people and then help ourselves and not overextend ourselves, no matter, you know, if it's Canada or the U.S. or whatever country, you know. But it's the sorrow in my heart that these people are suffering like they do. And you know, it's hard because we have a lot, you know, even poor people in this country have a lot compared to these guys. We can help them. With the gang problem, we can help them get on their feet, and helping them with their gang problem is helping us because those gang members come here. You know what I mean? So I just never understood all these years why we really don't focus our efforts militarily and help El Salvador and those countries down there and Honduras get their act together and help them with influx of business. They can have an influx of business. Yeah, I mean, you know, sure, but there is, it's humanity, you know, and helping one another. It's our own personal security. And I know that insecurity sells. I know that when people are in danger, politicians love it because it writes policy. So there's an evil side to it. I'm just saying that if we wanted to solve the problems, we could easily.
Yeah, well, we don't. It's just like why we don't cure a lot of things because it's easier just to give you a pill every day.
Yeah, I was reading a story about Dr. Dre. You know Dr. Dre, right? The rapper, you know. So he's going through this big divorce with his wife, Nicole Young. They've been married quite a long time. He made her, you know, he had her, asked her to sign a prenup beforehand, and she, you know, gleefully signed it on their wedding day or thereabout. And then now they're divorced and they're going through a divorce. So right now she's getting temporary support of $2 million a month. And just for her own spousal support, not even anything else. I'm thinking $2 million a month, right? $2 million. Then she's saying he abused me and whatever. And, you know, there's never been any reports of that. Never. This is just her trying to shake things up, and it's just, that's money. Look what it does to people. You know what I mean? And look at all these people crossing the border. Imagine $2 million a month for one person to run around.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm still going to go back to, because I worked in one of the poorest parts just in our city alone. And with how I see how people live like that, we need to be looking after our own. And I can
tell you,
Saddle Design said 300,000 businesses right here in Canada already. And what we're going through is in Quebec, is in Ontario. Manitoba went through this forever. Alberta's going to be getting this. MV is going across the whole country. So there's going to be way more people that maybe had a thriving business a year ago, young families especially, and they're out walking the streets with all their belongings. They've lost
most, as well as I do, most of those people in the streets have drug and alcohol problems, and that's why they're Michael, there. And no, they burned out. They burned every, I mean, the people that I've seen around Ithaca, these are the same people that have always been out.
I'm not talking about regular homeless people. I'm talking about people that have never been homeless. They've lost their businesses. They've lost everything because of what's going on right now.
COVID-19 has affected people. I don't know if Canada's taking care of anybody. I mean, in the United States, there's money available for people. They're walking
the streets with their belongings.
Yeah. In the United States, there's money available. Isn't that funny? How like, it's not funny that Canada was, like what Joe said at the beginning of the show, like land of the free. And that's how a lot of people here thought that. And I used to always say, like, not really, you know, because I know that there was no free speech up there. Like I know back in the day, I remember it was Madonna who was harassed by the morality police when she was going to do a show. And I thought that was like really like, wow, the morality police. This is like in the 90s, you know. And, you know, who has morality police?
We don't have morality police. It would have been bigger than police force. But how many times you heard Del say that when you get money from our government, they get every penny back, right, though?
Yep, that's the thing. And another thing I'd say there, Michael, too, is that if you've ever watched any shows on YouTube and stuff like that, where they've had people go out and ask Americans about other things that are happening in American states and stuff like that, a lot of Americans don't actually know what's going on in their own state or the state next door.
That's true, too. Mm-hmm. That is definitely true.
That's the big problem, is that people get so focused in on their little bubble that a lot of people don't know what's going on 100 miles down the road from them. They think everybody's exactly having the exact same situation that they are, which is not true. And that's even up here in Canada too. We notice that a lot. People think that what's happening on the West Coast is the same thing that's happening on the East Coast, or like here, Northern Ontario to Southern Ontario. Totally different things happening here, but all the same rules from government going across on all of them. And they affect people differently for their situation.
A good portion of our homeless, I can tell you, is mental health issues. There is drug and alcohol abuse, but a lot of it is mental health issues. I can tell you that beyond a shadow of a doubt.
So the morality police in Canada, their job was to enforce the morality of women. And they would measure skirts and hems and hand out tickets.
But I lived through that.
The hell, how long ago was that? Like 100 years ago?
1913. But they ended the police.
100 years ago, all right.
Yeah, they ended the police, but not a lot of the law. So a lot of the laws stayed on the books and regulations, and they were able to apply that against things that they didn't like, whatever province they were in, and, you know. And railroad
we
people.
We don't have any morality police. They may have labeled it morality police with Madonna.
She said back in 1913.
Regular police force that went after her. I remember that in the news.
Because she broke morality laws, and that was like the whole hubbub. You know what I mean?
No, I think she was.
It's Madonna.
Just because she wanted to show a little T&A, man. That's
it's Madonna.
Billy Joe. Oh, no, it is politics in it. Sorry.
I think she's still looking good, Madonna. She looks like an old aged tunnel bunny.
That's what Tom does for you. Hey, Keeganator, welcome.
So according to this,
what kind of whiskey and cigar for a tunnel bunny?
Mike, you come off with the best names. And you're going to give him heck what he suggests. You always ask him, then you give him heck. poor Zach. He's a real sweetheart.
Anyway, let's see. $100,000.
I'm thinking Philly Blunt and Night Train.
Right. I can already tell. Actually, Mike must have been drinking coffee again tonight. Get back on topic.
I have been drinking coffee,
buddy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You must have been drinking coffee. Get back in time.
A little bit of half and half in there, man.
Ooh. So 100,000 businesses closed permanently so far, and averaging 10,000 a month for the next year.
Where?
U.S.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, are homeless, right, Joe? Did they get into that? Like, a lot of people are.
That is, there are people losing their homes.
Yeah, you don't want to be homeless in Canada. It gets cold, man. It's too cold up there.
Fortunately, if you're a renter, you're still kind of safe. But if you're a homeowner, no, man. If you're not working, you're screwed.
Just go into the priesthood. For that. Go into the priesthood. Just
you can't bring your kids and your wife in the priesthood. They're like, I'm never going for that.
Good. Even better. Get some peace and quiet.
I like my wife and my kids, man.
They got brandy in the priesthood. I'll take that. Some monks. You know, monks aren't that bad. Monks got a whole different world.
You didn't bring up the religion of the spaghetti monster, but I guess that's for another night with politics if we get into religion.
So I'm
actually a Rastafarian. Did you guys know him?
Yeah, we're right. They're estimating 53% of our businesses will close.
I'm actually serious.
Canada, they actually estimated 60% of their businesses.
1987 it was.
That's where we sit now. So Mike ain't going to get a job because with 60% of our businesses closing, 60% of y'all's closing. Hey, nobody getting a job.
Joe, are you talking about?
No, they're talking about in the U.S., 53 to 60% of all of our businesses are going to close. They're saying 60% of yours is going to close. All 60, that's a lot of business. That's a lot of people.
Well, Canada doesn't have that many people. See, like the U.S., at least we have lots of people and there's lots of income, different income
levels. 60% is Canada, hard. That's going to be hard to fix.
Canada's got less people than California, man.
Well, you know what, Joe? Just even going to, we have one big mall. I mean, we only got about 100,000 people. And mostly, almost every store in that mall was closed. We're even talking big box names or like 70, 90% off trying to sell their stuff because they're going to close. It's going to be a ghost town here.
I think we should build a wall between Canada. I think we should embrace our Mexican friends.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years. We need to put a wall up there by the Canadians.
You guys better get down here. Because we're going to shut the door.
We can't cross the border right now.
No reason for us to go up there. You know that, right?
Like, you know, I was talking with Justin yesterday, and he said, y'all can come across. You just can't come back for 2 weeks. Can't
come back,
No, he said you can come back for 2 weeks.
No, they put you in some crazy hotel for $2,000 is what they do, man. It's not even a hotel. They put you
in slum housing. Because it's Laura Lee and Dell. They could go back to their house.
They put you in a condo lodge. It's like under $2,000.
He actually respectfully said, if we'll step, calling him Justin Castro in the pink shorts, that he would do.
Oh, you know what I saw today? That was hilarious. It was a picture and it was done Photoshop. So amazing. It was him with Doug Ford. So our premier or governor of Ontario, for you guys, for governor. And they had the best clown makeup on. They looked like it had actually been applied and they were wearing these outfits. It was amazing.
You know, we passed a law in the South. If you're over the age of 12 and you're dressed up like a clown, we can shoot you.
Really?
Yes, because it's creepy and we shoot people that look like clowns down here. I'm just telling you so y'all know. Don't come down here looking like clown people.
No, you know what? Even worse, we round you up and deliver you to Congress. If
y'all ever seen the movie Easy Rider, that's what's going to happen to you if you dress up like a clown down here. So. You might be alligator fed or something. I
can see why, though, Joe. And I'm not trying to get off track here, but just quickly, there was a trend there a couple of years ago. Remember all those videos and doorbell cams and stuff? People were dressing up like clowns and then just going up. It was gross.
A lot of them were dressing up from clowns from a specific movie.
It was election year for Trump. It was Halloween. And then, you know, people were just making people even more crazy, like with bizarre behavior.
Oh, so I hear Trump's favored to be our next president. I'm like, what? What happened to DeSantis? Or DeSantis, whatever his damn name is.
He's supposed to
exactly. That's what happened to him. He couldn't even remember his name. He's like a crappy used car salesman.
I want to call it, but he's the most popular guy in the country right now. It's so if he stays like that, he's an easy win. That's why I don't know why Trump even brought his name up in it. Currently, right now, if he stays on track where he is, where his state's running, how good it's doing, and everything, he's going to be an easy front runner for it.
What's going on in Florida? I don't even know because
Florida's rocking. Really. Well, you know why? Because it makes the liberals look like idiots. It makes New York and California look like idiots. So he's fully open, has a lower count on COVID than either one of the other two states with comparable populations. And he's got spring break going on for now 5 weeks, and the COVID is still going down. Their state is 50% vaccinated now. They're just rolling through it. He said in the beginning, he's safe though. His old people, there have been virtually no deaths of old people in the last like 4 or 5 months. He locked everything down. He put all their resources there. He didn't put anybody into places like that. And wait, this is what he did different than everybody else in the country. So instead of putting people in there that had COVID, he didn't do that. And any old people that were recovering from COVID, he actually made a separate nursing home for them to get better in before they were put back into the general population in a whole separate building. He was not playing around with his, because, you know, that's Florida's money, is the old people. I mean, they all go down and retire. It's a third of their population. So he wanted to make sure they stayed healthy and safe. Nothing like losing one third of your population. There goes all your votes and all your money. So he took good care of him. He still is. And he's opened it up for everybody else. You don't have to wear a mask or anything if you don't want to.
That was the thing, though, is that he allowed people to get out into the sunshine and go out and exercise, get some fresh air, whereas all the rest of them said, locked you up, get out of the sun, stay indoors, and stay away from people, and don't exercise. So there's the big difference. You have the...
And he was the first, one of the first states to open up full vaccinations, too. Alaska was the first, Mississippi was the second, but I think Florida was the third. We're still part of our country, still, especially up north. Oh, it's still, you got to be 50 and over. Down here, it doesn't matter. You don't even have to be from our state. If you're down here, you can call a local pharmacy or Walmart, schedule an appointment, go ahead and get a shot, 20 minutes later, leave. So the original study was 90 days. The current study, depending on who you are, anywhere from 6 months to 18 months. It depends on your body type. So I'm thinking, yeah, whatever, 6 months. That's what I'm thinking. But I'm not really worried about it because hopefully by then most of this will be over and done with. And I do like the new thing I've seen coming out of Europe. It's supposed to be a lifetime thing, so I want to have to hear about this thing some more. And it's not just for COVID. It's actually supposed to, it's going to probably cover a range of diseases. I'm like, ooh, we're getting into Star Trek technology now. All right, about time is all I can say. See, this is the problem for all of us and everybody on this planet. We're fixing to make big leaps in medicine, big leaps in medicine, especially with some of the new nanotechnologies coming out. First off, we got to make sure nobody's abusing it, so that's going to be interesting in itself. But secondly, we have to be careful in the way we approach this and not rush it. These are great technologies. Some of the stuff I've read about, some of the new DNA things and some of the nanotechnologies are just fabulous. I mean, now they got a pill you can take that can actually go in and repair a bleed in your stomach or in your intestines without having to have surgery. This is serious technology. This is Star Trek technology, and it's coming. I just don't want other things to come out of it, like, you know, oh, well, guess what? I just grew 2 pistol arms. Well, they're already pre-armed. Yeah, you know, weird shit like that. When the government gets involved in anything, weirdness can happen. And even there are mad scientists in the scientific community as well. So I'm all for letting this go, and I'm all for expanding this and maybe getting cures for cancer and other diseases. I just want some really good regulation and really some really, 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 really let me see everything that goes on.
I have to see. Oh, I haven't seen the pill that'll help us stomach issues. I've seen the pill that has the camera in there.
That one's cool too.
So you don't, yeah, but that doesn't make sense to me unless I guess they've got some way to control the instruments inside of you, because it does make sense to me.
Bluetooth. Bluetooth.
Yeah, I know, but never mind. That's a whole different show. I won't
go. Actually, there are a couple of different kind of pills now, by the way. The one you're talking about, they got one, and this is what I call old school technology. So this is basically a pill in a capsule. You swallow it. It goes through the digestive system, comes out normally, but it doesn't disintegrate because of the capsule it's in. So it's just like a straight run camera front and back. So all you're seeing is as it's moving. It's not like they can zoom in. They might be able to zoom in, but they can't negotiate anything. They just got to kind of follow it through the system.
But then we must be looking at a different one, because the one I saw is really small. It's biodegradable once you...
Oh, yeah, that's a whole different one. Yeah,
have a colonoscopy the old way or an endoscopy the old way. The way you can do it.
Yeah, there's some serious technologies coming out that are going to really save a lot of lives. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about being able to repair ulcers and to remove cancer, be able to do biopsies without surgery. These are revolutionary things. I don't know how many of us will see it, But my grandkids will probably see it for sure.
We use a fluoroscopy table to be able to control what they want to look at better. Yeah, I think they can take a biopsy with that type of
thing. Yeah, so we're getting there, and we still got a long ways to go, but I do see them. They'll cure cancer.
All four of us are going to be brains in a jar. We're going to be right here on
our end. We're not going to be brains. We're going to be on an alien spaceship. We'll be in Zeta Reticuli doing radio.
We'll be talking about that cyborg Biden and his
Zeta. You'll have some kind of orange color. Laura Lee will be glowing white. Dell's ass will still be showing.
I won't be a Halloween
God
pumpkin.
Knows what I'll be. I don't even want to speculate.
They'll be probing you, Joe.
No. I told them if they want to probe me, it's $29.99 a minute. We can discuss it.
Joe texted me and it had autocorrected. I didn't quite understand.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Because I was putting Jojo-ese in there.
You haven't learned how to speak, and he meant Jojo-ese, and it was something else. And I wrote, that's on my bucket list and to-do list. Just next, how to learn how to speak that.
No, it's just... I was like, oh no, because there's so many people who used to do guest acquisitions for me. A lot of the directors I make crazy, but actually, after a couple of years, they get used to it. They because they realize I leave out shit and stuff.
What? It was awesome. I thought it was fun. Yeah, actually, that was.
That's what they always called it, Jojo East, because they said I got my own special show.
Oh, we got Justin East here from. Remind me where
you're. Hey, Justin.
He's your overseas. Is it the Netherlands? I think it's 4 a.m. there. He says the average camera so small it can make video. Than the inside of a cell without killing it. That is cool.
Yeah, you can. There's a lot of serious technology coming out now, and they got they got gene splicing, but they got a lot of other things now that they look like where they're activating cells to go after stuff, or they're training.
We got
cells
a battery. They're using nuclear waste and diamonds, and they have a battery that lasts 25,000 hours.
That's what Tesla needs. Oh, man. So Tesla's we need to talk about Tesla for a minute. You know, I like Elon Musk. I'm a fan of Elon. Elon's a little weird,
you're
a little strange.
Boy.
You know, he's a little strange. You know, got a little man crush going on here. But so I'm listening to people talk about Tesla's cars. Now, I've seen a couple, and I've seen this guy was showing off his last night, how he drove him home, and he wasn't looking at him. He was playing around doing stuff. But then I was reading about where the one didn't see. Because the truck was too tall, it didn't register, and it ran underneath it and killed everybody in the car.
Oh, no.
So, now granted, it was an accident, and Tesla's never going to pay him. But one thing about Tesla, he doesn't try to make excuses. He said, oh, it was bad technology. We effed up. We're going to take care. We're going to take care of the family. We're sorry this happened. But, he owns up to it. Just like when his rockets blew up, he said, no, it was just bad design on this, and this, and we're going to take care of it. So, I like him for that.
I have respect for that.
Well, yeah, because – he's not trying to bullshit us, but people like him will never run for politics because, it's just not going to do. Now, he might become his own emperor one day on Mars, but we'll have to wait and see how that's going to pan out. Dell will still be around. The rest of us will be living on some other alien world, but Dell will still be around. But, say, Elon, we're coming to check on you, man. Dell, you going to Mars, man?
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
I'm gonna go and hang out with the aliens underground here. Hold on. There's a lot more stuff to do down there. Plus, they already got beer here. They were not going to have a beer up in Mars for a while.
Yeah, they're going to have Martian Red. What are you talking about? It's going to probably be a good beer, a little light. Probably floats around the glass a little bit. Probably got a little
that's like weed. Martian Red.
And hey, might be. They might call it that team. I have Martian Red beer, Martian Red pot. Buds will be all weird looking because it'll be growing out sideways and shit. But still,
Well, if Elon's up there, he's a pothead, isn't he?
He is a pothead. Just a brilliant one. Just shows you can smoke pot and still be brilliant.
Carl Sagan was a huge pothead, and this guy was astrophysicist.
That explains something.
Astrophysicist, man.
Yeah, but he was a little weird. Some of his views on extraterrestrials was a bit strange.
Oh, no, Joe, we're not weird.
No, we're normal, everyday citizens. Look behind me, see? I got a nice selection of books back there. Pretty little map. Ignore the skull. Ignore the skull. But everything else back there is perfectly normal.
Ignore the alien skull.
Yeah, ignore the alien skull. But everything else back there is perfectly normal.
Next to the tube, KY.
Bob likes to get in the picture.
They come probing. You don't want to go in dry like a bad landing.
This is what happened when you feed the gray to your pet alligator.
See? Ain't no alligators in Canada. I'll be there. I don't want alligators in my life, man. Give us an alligator boots.
So Jimmy just wrote in, wants to know about, we were talking about the Supreme Court thing earlier. I got to tell you, I don't know. I'm not going to be happy if the liberals just go sign six new judges. I think that's going to cause a lot of trouble.
Do you think that matters a lot? And the four of us right here in our daily life, what makes us happy? Do you think that these politicians are ever going to do anything that's going to benefit us ever? You know, it never has. It just causes stress, man. You just be happy unto yourself and never put anything off. You know, don't let people rule over you.
I think politicians are here to serve the people.
You live your life.
Because most of Canadians, I know I don't know everybody in Canada, but on the whole, I'm finding and I'm going to say about 80%, they think that the government is their parent. The parent has told them what to do, and like good little children, they comply, and then they get very angry at the unruly children that don't comply, and they're asleep.
Compliance will be rewarded.
That's what they want, man. Assimilation. Compliance and assimilation.
Compliance will be rewarded.
They want you to live under their judgment, you know, and fine-tune yourself to that judgment. Mm-hmm. That's assimilation, right?
Yes. Compliance will be rewarded.
You will be assimilated.
You just get more and more and more up here. That's why I'm angry. Like, I'm really salty about this because we never even had everything roped off that you couldn't even... I mean, the baby stuff is roped off from what I understand. Like, don't people need diapers and formula and stuff? What are you supposed to get your baby?
Well, this was the crazy part that happened there just before Christmas time, and it happened in the Manitoba. The premier of Manitoba went and here's the stores, and they decided what were essential products. And this is, I have a real term problem with this word essential, because they're saying things that are essential. Well, this the fire department is essential. Yes, it is. But also a job is essential, too, that allows you to buy food. So that's why it sort of got really crazy when they started shutting down small businesses and independent entrepreneur stuff that their job is essential, but in the eyes of the government, they don't see it as essential.
And that's legal job.
See, in the States, though, in most states, people got unemployment and also that the PPP, the payer protection program, you know, and that floated people. And then PPP ended like in late July, somewhere in July. And then everything started crashing and burning for a lot of people. But the problem is you have a lot of people who are a year behind in their rent, bills, other things, and or they've been just using one card to pay for the other. At some point, someone's going to have to pay up, you know, and when that happens, it's going to be a major crash. And I feel like that's coming. It's going to be like any time. So, you know. That's just something to look forward to, I guess.
Yeah, I wish Trump would have still been in. There wouldn't have been any crashing. Guess what? He would have took advantage of Kim Jong-un. Just recently, Kim came out and said that there's going to be a famine. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh. He came out and said, ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha,
any this whole thing, it just seems it's there's no logic or common sense whatsoever.
Oh no, there is. It's the movie Idiocracy, and it's come to life. You know, it's just people are getting more, you know, stupid. Stupid is, stupid does, or they don't care. They don't want to know the truth, or like the child sex rings that people don't want to know about it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to know about it. They don't want a solution for it. And then you catch these people like the Epsteins and all the royalty or these other people, you know, and even the guy snogging some girl who's 17. To me, that's his deal. They're from England. They're whatever. There's a gray area there. Okay, it was wrong what they all did, but it's not like, you know, these guys are passing around children. They're passing around children, and no one took them to task. Nobody stopped
Michael,
them.
There's a documentary on YouTube. It's held by a Polish documentarian filmmaker, and it's called The Eyes of the Devil. And when I didn't want to watch it, it showed up in my feed, and I watched it. Kept saying to Dahl, I was in tears, and he kept saying, "Well, don't watch." I said, "I need to watch it because this is what's going on. I don't think it's ever going to end." When you see the way it's set up over in Europe and in Germany,
oh yeah,
it's ever going to end.
Right. Well, this is another funny thing that this just perplexes me totally, because this would never have happened if this was a Trump kid that did it. This Hunter Biden laptop and the stuff that's on there, and then him going out on this book tour, and the media isn't asking the questions out there that he's going on, because it's all just snowball questions to promote a book. But the thing is, it was that if this was anybody else, you would have been tarred and feathered and
roasted,
set on fire in the town square. Like
this. Yeah, well, it looks like he might do a little jail time.
You guys made me hungry, man. You're like roasting crackheads, you know? That's a nice flavor right there. You know what I mean?
And no, he's looking. He might be looking at jail time. You've had three prosecutors now come out.
Crackhead ribs.
You're probably looking at anywhere from 3 to 10 years. He just won't go to a regular jail. That's all.
You know what I see when I see that guy? I see someone who's messed up. And, you know, he's also messed up, and he's been facilitated by a lot of money. Every family's got a dude like that or a woman like that in there. You know what I mean? He's a train wreck. You know, he's a master of his own destruction. Do I think the guy's do I think he goes out there and does evil things to hurt other people? No, I don't think so. Believe it or not, I don't think so. I think that his addictions and his problems are all onto him. So it's hard for me to judge people like that. You know, if someone offers me, let's say I'm Joe Biden's son. Hey, you know, I got kicked out of the Navy for cocaine, and here's this company offering me a lot of money to be on an oil board. Of course I would do it. I would do it and laugh about it the entire time, man. Take that money and do whatever. I mean, there's a lot of people
Michael,
that...
Michael, he's done a lot of screw-ups. Like, the interview I watched, like, she even asked him about marrying his dead brother's wife. Like,
All right. I'm gonna give you, for instance, right? All right, that's not hurting somebody in my book. I mean, I'm saying like him taking the oil board and whatever. Yeah. I don't think the guy's the best character in the world, but
well,
I'm just saying.
I hear where you're coming from. You're trying to look at the big picture here, but I think it's a whole conglomerate that all adds everything.
Of course, you know, of course, and then Biden's part of the machine. You know, I mean, Hunter's just a little drip. He's nothing. You know, he's the one that they're kind of like, oh, shit, you know, we got to deal with this. But, you know, have you ever seen Tropic of Thunder, the movie, right? It was Tropic of Thunder. Yeah, you know, Matthew McConaughey in the movie, he's got like this retarded son, a special needs son, you know. But, you know, he kind of like – he shows that he's like, you know, oh, God, look at my son and whatever. But he always has him with him, and he always has his little picture there. And, you know, he always takes him with him, no matter what he does. I mean, Hunter Biden's a screw-up. I'm not saying the guy's son is like the same. I'm saying that every family's got to embrace that the different people, no matter what they are. Like, you have to accept them. Yeah, if they're a murderer or something like that, or if they hurt people, you know, I don't think the guy is someone like that. I think that he gets those stupid things.
Hunter?
Come on, he got with a stripper. He got with a stripper. She popped out a baby. She knew what she was doing. Have unprotected sex. So I don't like to use condoms. Boom, have a baby. And then the guy tried to deny it. You know, you really can't do that in this day and age. But yeah, he's a black eye on it. But who's worse? Is that bad, or is Joe Biden worse? You know.
Well, there's the question you asked there, Michael. There's the question. Now you have to put into the character of Joe Biden that he knew that this stuff was going on, and then he took steps to cover it up.
So oh, yeah, he got it because he had his hand in.
Country, what is he going to cover up for the rest of the stuff that he
got? He made money. He made money. He made money from the Chinese deal. He made money from Ukraine. He was overseeing the Ukraine. Hunter made money in places where – all right, so I mean, all the places that Biden was overseeing as vice president, Hunter was in there cash grabbing. But he was just a bag man. He was a middleman for the dad. And it was that. That's what we need to determine. How much did Joe Biden make off of bribery? It's bribery. It's bribery, right? What he did, you know? Oh, yeah. They talk about your quid pro quo. When Hunter was on that oil board and that company was being investigated, Biden was like, you better get that investigator out of there. He bragged about it on TV. Yeah, and he still brags about it.
Yeah, it should be enough to get him impeached. But
what was it, $1.2 billion? He was going to hold back unless he forced them to get rid of a prosecutor of a company his son's on. That's a scandal that's unheard of. But in this day and age, it's quite all right because there's no unified outrage. People are busy being mad at other stuff that doesn't even make any sense. You know, the real stuff going on, they don't want to know about.
Well, plus, I don't think most people care about it because they watch mainstream media and there's a green pass for Biden. None of this stuff comes out in mainstream media or very little.
Go ahead, it's a joke. Yeah.
Well, that was the whole thing about it, right? Is that the whole outrage was propagated there that they had to get Trump out. Trump is the guy that is the bad guy. We'll accept anything that the other guy does. And so they all turned closed eyes towards the Burisma stuff, all the stuff that was coming out against the Biden family to just get Trump out of the thing there. Now Trump's out. Now you have Biden there, and he's acting as a crazy dictator in your country in a way, writing executive orders, trying to get stuff passed, looking at your laws, your constitutions, your setup of all your government there. Oh, that was just the old stuff. We don't care about that. I'll just write some new stuff, and we'll try and force it past there and change it up and shake it all up. And that's what you're stuck with now.
It's all a bunch of empty promises to people that are fanatics. You know, that's how they keep them all in line. You know what I mean? Anyone who watches MSNBC or Fox or CNN, automatically I know something about them. You know, and they start quoting, people, they quote Rachel Maddow. And I laugh to myself. And I'm like, wow. Automatically, you know the way they think. They only have to say much. They just say, Rachel Maddow said this. Okay. I already know everything about you that I need to know. You know, people will tell you everything that you need to know about them. You just got to listen.
Oh, shit. We got to go, guys. I didn't realize what time it is.
Oh, shit.
Legit people. Anyway, we got to go. I want to thank everyone for tuning in.
Let's all curse.
No cursing. It's bad. Cursing is evil.
I want to hear Canadians. No cursing. Let out some fucking Canucks.
It's not. They're not allowed to curse. Were you trying to get Justin after them, man? Stop. You're going to get Dell locked back in a cage. Well, they're going to be locked in another cage. Oh, my God. Stop. I don't want to see
that. Have they seen the Joe Montaldo border bus that goes right from Mexico to Canada? No stops?
They haven't. And that's why I keep telling them. I can get them in the U.S. No questions asked. But, you know, hey, I don't want
to
come.
We can get you right to Canada.
So they're paying us $500 a kid to send them to Canada. So, you know,
we should put those signs on the border. Welcome to Canada. You know what I mean? So people are like,
I thought I was in Canada. No, you don't. You're not in Canada. You're in Texas. Yes, you think it's a country, but it's not. But anyway, guys, we got to go. Real quick, Dell, tell them bye. Laura Lee, tell them bye. Michael, tell them bye.
Bye. We're out of here.
Bye.
Bye, people.
Coming up next to Quantum Leap with Kathy Belsky. She'll be on in about 10 minutes, so y'all hang out for that. We're out of here. This archive will be up in a little while. And I know a couple people mentioned earlier, I've seen three different people say it. No, it's UFO Paranormal Radio Network on here, but look at the title of the show, The Centralist. There's nothing to it paranormal.
Centralist.
There's a big description underneath it of what we were going to talk about today.
Right, so right in the middle.
Say you didn't, couldn't read it. But anyway, we got to go. Y'all hang out for Kathy. If the end of the world comes, I don't know. Give everybody a hug, say goodbye.
Kathy Bilski actually used a quartz, what was it? One of those big crystals to destroy Trump, man. Destroy him. She focused on him and boom. That was pretty amazing.
Yes, because it looked like Trump was going to win. And then she got on that crystal and she got the whip out. I think she borrowed Laura Lee's laser whip and
That whipping stick. You know what? That
that would light up and it would send out waves. And
that whipping stick is no joke up there in Canada, man.
You see how well Dell sits there and just quiet, minds his manners and shit, because you know it's coming, man.
And the stun
gun. It's not so much the whip, it's just when it's electrified, it's kind of a bitch, man.
I heard she electrified the cage itself. And you can't, like, tell, you know, that's hard being that little cage without touching the sides, man. Yeah, that's right. That's like it's that like, game. That game operation. Is. Like, you know, you're going to pull the.
Let's welcome Neil deGrasse Tyson.
All right.
Don't want to inflate him. So everything we see in the universe, the stars, the planets, the galaxies, the plants, the rocks, the clouds, us, everything you say to me at the front of this book is what you call the product of a remarkable asymmetry of matter over antimatter. What did you mean by that?
Can I just say something about your introduction?
Yeah.
If I may.
You may.
So I'm impressed by your persistent skepticism of all things I say.
Reporters have to, you can never really believe. You have to check and verify.
Like, okay, yeah. I had to.
You just get, you're right every time, though, so far.
I mean, how could I possibly just come up with that unless it was correct?
What, that a building ticks off by the second? You know how ridiculous that sounds? But when they built the building, did you think, well, I have a wonderful idea. Let's move it up a half a foot, Charles, and maybe we'll get the second on the celestial clock.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was not on purpose. It just is, as so much of the universe is. So, profound asymmetry. So, you just went right into the stuff there. Okay. Just a quick note.
Yeah.
That this title, Astrophysics for People in a Hurry, I've had people joke with me about it, say, oh, was Astrophysics for Dummies already taken? You know? And I just wanted to make it clear that first, yes, it was taken. But that's... there's nothing... I don't think there's anything, quote, dumbed down about the astrophysics in this book. It's all sort of curated, legitimate, full-up astrophysics in an attempt to sort of grant the reader a degree of fluency in modern astrophysics. So, like, the next morning at the water cooler, you could just be talking about...
Yeah, and like, there are things in here that I had never heard of.
Really? And you get around.
I get around.
Yeah, you get around.
So I'm going to be checking. But
so... In the early universe, the temperature was very high.